Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Jahaira.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome back to Cuento Crimen Podcast.
Do not be alarmed. We know it's not Wednesday, it's not our typical day, pero si ya vieron el título del episodio, we have an update for you all.
Yeah, back in February, there was some new information on Kiara Cole's case.
And as always, even though this is just an update, we still want to state a trigger warning because we will talk about sensitive topics y como siempre, queremos darles una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
Antes de empezar, también queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y las víctimas. Okay, let's begin.
If you have not listened to Kiara Cole's episode, we recommend you give that a listen before to fully understand her story.
Sí, vayan a escuchar el episodio para más información sobre Kiara Cole's, para que este update, you know, would make a lot more sense. Yeah. So Kiara was 26 years old and she was pregnant when she went missing back on October 2nd, 2018.
Nadie supo qué pasó ese día que desapareció. She didn't go into work, and the only thing they had was a surveillance video of a woman who looked like it could be Kiara, but we weren't too sure, and this woman was just walking past Kiara's neighborhood.
Y eso era todo lo que se sabía de Kiara, pero este año, en febrero, Karen Phillips, la mamá de Kiara Cole, shared some very important information.
So, Karen says that she was never on board with the idea that the woman from the video was Kiara. Ella dice que sí, la mujer traía el uniforme from Kiara's job, which was just the postal office.
Pero ella dice que como su mamá, uno conoce a sus hijos, and she admits that she watched the video over and over again, and she was convinced that it was not Kiara in the video, although, like, when we did our research back then, I felt like the family agreed that it was, yeah. You know, but I mean, it'll make sense in a bit.
Yeah. So she claims that the way that the woman walked in the video was not the way that Kiara walked. And I know it could sound like a little, you know, but it's just a walk type of thing. But I feel like a person's walk does kind of play a big role when it comes to, like, you identifying them. Like, en veces yo veo como camina una persona, you know, coming my way, and I'm like, oh, okay, it's this or so and so, you know?
Yeah, yeah, like from far away, you know, like my brothers look alike.
They do, right?
But they all have like their different walk, and I, you know, like from far away, it's very confusing to see like who is
exactly,
who.
Yeah.
But if they walk, I know who it is.
Yeah. You know?
So I think that, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I feel like we just seem pensar. We associate that with the person.
Yeah, y más, like, si es tu propia hija. Like, you have to know, like, her mannerism, even,
right,
like, walking.
Yeah.
So Karen went to Chicago police, and she shared her thoughts. And this is where things get a little bit questionable. La policía le dijo que ellos estaban de acuerdo, that they also didn't believe that the woman in the video was Kiara.
And just for, like, reference, Karen brought this concern up, like, back in 2018, right, when the case was, you know, it had just happened. And so, yeah, so they told her not to share this information with anyone. No querían que supieran que ellos también, como los investigadores, pensaban que también no era Kiara. And this is kind of just like, why?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like maybe what for? Like, why can't she voice her thoughts, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe they didn't want her saying this to, like, the media.
Maybe, it could,
right?
Make,
like,
sense, yeah.
You know, save the investigation, don't
yeah.
share all the details.
Yeah.
But that's very misleading to let the public assume that
it was Kiara.
You know, in the video, yeah. Yeah, so now I feel like we can say these are very questionable actions by the department. Y también, pues, uno piensa que la policía tiene la razón y que ellos saben qué es lo mejor para el caso.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good point. Like, she's probably like, okay, like, they don't want me to say anything, so...
Like, I don't know why they're not letting me, you know, voice
share,
my opinion,
yeah.
You know, but...
But I'm gonna trust it.
Yeah, I'm gonna trust it. They know why.
And I mean, like, the police are meant to be trusted. And I feel like you know, they're a place for you to go and find safety and, you know, that stuff. So Karen dice que now in 2021, she speaks up about this because, and I quote in an interview that she had, she said, "Now I have nothing to lose. I mean, it's been 2 years and you have come up with nothing."
I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
2 years is too much and there's been no leads, you know?
Yeah, like no answers, no nothing.
Yeah, Karen dice que a este punto ella no tiene nada que perder después de 2 años. No hay ninguna razón de su hija. Imagínate, like, you know, 2 años sin saber nada de tu hija, who is pregnant when she went missing. So I can't even imagine how it's been for her.
I know. And, like, when you think about it, right? Like, think about, like, sometimes you send off a question and you're waiting for a response. An hour goes by, you have no response, and it feels like forever, right? Mm-hmm. So now imagine, like, a mother trying to find her daughter 2 years.
I think 2 years, like, is a lot of time,
yeah,
for investigators to, like, do something and, like, come back mm-hmm. to her with something.
But exactly.
They don't have anything. And this is the case, I don't know if you remember, but el papá de Kiara Coles, like, for a long time,
He
was the one sleeping in his car, looking in random buildings. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, these are parents.
Yeah. No, yeah.
So,
It's so hard. Y también, like, no saber del bebé de Kiara. Because Kiara was pregnant when she went missing. And, like, by now, the baby should be, what, like a toddler?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, it must be really tough.
Yeah, they're missing two people.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, ahora también hay más información de lo que pasó el 2 de octubre when Kiara went missing.
A neighbor gave Karen a surveillance video that, from her house, you know, that kind of, like, shows where Kiara was living, and it shows that both Kiara and her boyfriend Josh were leaving her apartment the night that Kiara went missing, and they both left in separate cars.
Esta información es nueva, entonces Karen llevó este video a la policía, and honestly, I feel like they weren't too surprised porque mm-hmm. They said that they had evidence or like a video of Kiara and the boyfriend Josh at a ATM machine.
Yeah, like that same night. And they say que Kiara sacó $400 y se los dio a Josh. And like you can see this all from the video that police saw.
Which is crazy because they never brought this information up before. Nunca dijeron nada. And again, it's been 2 years. Like, okay, maybe if they wanted to like not share that in the beginning, but it's been 2 years.
2 years. And it's like crazy because, like, I mean, when we were searching up the case, none of this information mm-hmm. came up. So it's like you said, 2 years. Like, at this point, like, what can you really jeopardize, you know?
Okay, so with this information, it does raise questions towards Josh. I mean, it did already, mm-hmm. but, like, I think even more. Josh era el novio de Kiara y el papá del bebé que, you know, ella esperaba.
Yeah. Y Josh nunca fue una persona de interés. I think in the beginning, like, they might have interviewed him and, you know, checked in with him. But it kind of, like, all checked out, right? From at least...
Yeah, like, I think he just wasn't... I guess they didn't really have anything
against him.
Yeah, against him. And he just wasn't really involved either.
Yeah.
So there wasn't that much information before,
mm-hmm.
you know? Karen dice que él era un buen muchacho and that she never distrusted him. But she did say que él tenía hijos con otra mujer y que la relación entre Kiara and this past lover was not a good one.
Yeah, according to Karen, they kind of like would argue and just eventually lost communication. And I think they just never really were able to amend things, which I mean, does or could bring up motives, pero nunca se dijo nada about this. Like, it was just kind of like a little detail, you know, to take note of. But Josh actually moved states and is now living with, again, if you listen to the episode, you will remember that Josh was dating someone else at the same time that he was dating Kiara. So he moved in with that girl, which by coincidence, her name was also Kiara. Y parece que, I don't know, it seems like he just kind of forgot. Como que no estaba buscando a Kiara.
Yeah, from the very beginning. And I mean, now too, you know, mm-hmm. he's moved away. Pero Karen... en esta entrevista tuvo algo nuevo que decir de Josh. And I quote, "I can't understand. You dated my daughter for 6 years. I took you to be a decent guy. You work and you go to church. And now my daughter is pregnant and missing and you do nothing."
Yeah, I feel like it's hard to see, you know, like your daughter's significant other not doing much for her, not advocating for her. And I don't know, it seems like he kind of just started his life over. Like, I don't know, like, I mean, maybe some people do have the mindset, que la vida sigue. But like, you know, again, from the beginning, he wasn't actively looking for Kiera.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, I can't like wrap my head around this, you how know, like you, yeah. How can someone act that way? Because when you love someone, you like care for them, you know?
And like to top it off, Kiera está embarazada de su hijo, you know? So it's like, are you not concerned for...
And it's 6 years, you know, of dating. Yeah. It's 6 years. It's not 6 months.
True.
You know, so...
Yeah, it's messed up.
Yeah, it really is. Y con toda esta nueva información, the police haven't really done much, or at least not yet, but I mean, it's not really new information to them, though.
True,
you know?
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
New information to the public.
That is very true, because so, they already knew.
Yeah.
Like, they already had thoughts que no era ella del video, ya sabían about the whole trip to the ATM, so it's like, what now, you know? And also, like, the Five Chicago, which is where Karen did her interview, they also mentioned how they asked police for an interview and they wanted to speak to police about Kiera's case. But la policía se negó. They said that they couldn't, that they wouldn't, you know?
Yeah. I feel like they should have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're trying to protect more information that they have, like, okay. But at least tienen que dar la cara. You know,
yeah.
Like now there's people who are, you know, even angrier.
Yeah.
People who are following the case like we are, you know.
Yeah. But I feel like even now it's like, como dijiste tú, like it's been 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if anything, like, shouldn't you want people to know this? Because, I don't know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like.
So, en este caso han habido 400 personas de interés, pero ninguna ha traído respuestas de lo que le pasó a Kiera esa noche que desapareció.
They've all been, like, dead ends or just misleads, you know, and like I said, 2 years now and Kiera todavía está desaparecida.
Mm-hmm. All we could do as of now is, like, share her story, mm-hmm. share her image, apply pressure to the authorities mm-hmm. because, you know, 2 years is too much.
Yeah.
And their actions are kind of very questionable.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that was just a little quick update on her case. And we'll, you know, keep an eye out for any, you
more
know, further updates.
Updates
on her. We mm-hmm. hope that we get answers for her soon. But, you know, let's push her name out.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for listening.
And we will see you on Wednesday for our regular episode schedule.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.